بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى أولاده وأصحابه. There are four reasons why we should make it a point to attend mourning ceremonies in Azadari for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Firstly, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt have taught us the necessity to love the Holy Prophet and his family. For example, we have in the Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Loving someone has effects that show themselves, and a real lover is someone who abides by the conditions of love. One of the effects or conditions of love is that a person shares the joys and sorrows of their beloved. This is a natural and expected behavior from any lover. That is why in the narrations, we see a lot of emphasis in celebrating and commemorating the days of joy and sorrow of the Ahlul Bayt. For example, we have a hadith that says that the believers يَفْرَحُونَ لِفَرَحِنَا وَيَحْزَنُونَ لِحُزْنِنَا or that يَسُؤْهُمْ مَا يَسُؤْنَا وَيَسُرُّهُمْ مَا يَسُرُّنَا. That is why it is both a rational obligation and an Islamic duty on us to commemorate the tribulations and sorrows that the Ahlul Bayt went through, and to practically express our grief in the form of crying, wailing, our way of dressing, and even in terms of avoiding to eat and drink certain things that people in mourning usually don't consume, especially on the day of Ashura. Our conduct in general should represent the conduct of a person in mourning, as we want to be part of the grieving and mourning of our beloved Imams in these days. Secondly, as per the lofty teachings of our religion, mourning ceremonies are to be held with understanding and ma'rifah. So if we truly want to take part in the Ahlul Bayt's grief, then we must learn about them, the values they upheld, and the ideals they strove for. In this way, we will be able to adopt them as real role models. Thirdly, when mourning ceremony become gatherings of self-building, then naturally an inward transformation takes place in which each individual will turn their attention towards establishing the lofty values and ideals of the Ahlul Bayt within society as a whole. In other words, mourning for Imam Hussein is an intermediary step towards protecting and implementing these lofty values and goals in our societies. This is why we can say that one of the wisdoms of establishing Azadari and mourning ceremonies is to build a society based on the model brought to us by Islam. Finally, no one can deny the fact that the new generations get acquainted with the culture and teachings of the Ahlul Bayt from a young age through these mourning ceremonies. Azadari and Majalis are one of the important factors that enable new generations to become familiar with the words and actions of the rightful Imams. So these were four important reasons why we should go out of our way and definitely make sure to attend Majalis and Azadari programs and get closer to Allah through that, inshallah.